Hemlock stroke 8, nose 5, low. Stroke 3, defending, nose.
Hey, welcome, and thanks for listening in. This is the Lowdown, where we dive into aviation and defense happenings across the globe over the past week or so. If you're not a newsletter subscriber, I know you're probably asking yourself, what are you doing with your life? Well, this is your opportunity to fix and figure out what it is you should be doing. Click the link down below. You can grab the newsletter. It's absolutely free, and you get all these little happenings as well as pictures and things like that. This week, kicking off the newsletter with a quote from Bertrand Russell, which again, standard me ops, probably butchering his name, but he was a pacifist from the 1800s, early 1900s. His quote, "War does not determine who is right, but only who is left." I think there's some good meat on that one to chew on, so I'll let you think about that. This past week, episode with Yokel, that's out on YouTube and also everywhere you get your podcast, probably wherever you're listening to it right now. If you haven't listened to that episode, check it out. Really enjoy talking to Yokel, former F-18 fighter pilot. We talk boat things, deployment stories, and a whole host of other things. But pretty interesting background from enlisted to command and the whole journey in between. His There I Was story is one of those that I'll probably end up releasing to the public later on down the road, once those who support the podcast via Patreon and Apple Podcast subscriptions, and now over on YouTube for the membership. But if you're an aviator, it's one of those stories that I think you should listen to, and it's a great reminder of just how close and how fragile we really are, and how quick can come to a screaming halt. Better lucky than good. History this week, July 27th, 1953, the Korean War Armistice was signed, which effectively ended active combat, although, of course, we see, you know, the balloons going back and forth and all the shenanigans, because, again, it's just a ceasefire. But the demilitarized zone was established. If you're listening to the podcast, it's obviously a few days after it, but fun fact, if you're sitting with me right now, it's July 27th. The flight line. The UAE deployed Mirage 2000 fighters to a Chinese airbase. So I did mention this in last week's episode. What I failed to mention was the fact that this happened in China. So UAE sent fighter jets to China, to China's Hutan airbase for the Falcon Shield 2024 exercise. I obviously missed that. And going back looking at the article, I don't think it was included in there, or I'm just not that bright. But they sent the Mirage 2000 fighters. I got a picture in the newsletter of the jets sitting on the ramp. Satellite imagery, which confirmed this. They also had their A330 tanker and C-17, at least one C-17 that took these jets all the way in there. They flew the exercise with J-10 fighters and J-16 fighters. Why is this important? Well, it probably doesn't take a rocket scientist to draw a line from point A to point B to determine that obviously UAE is a close ally of the United States. We heavily rely upon them for support in the Middle East. They also fly the F-16 Block 60, which is pretty epic. They use a whole host of other U.S. armament. So there's obviously a very big gain here for China with drawing a strong alliance between UAE, not only from a regional standpoint, but from a defense and technology standpoint. Taiwan also flies Mirage 2000s as well as the F-16. So again, not necessarily something you want when you have, well, you know, if you consider them an adversary, which I think that's the in vogue thing these days, or near peer competition where they have access and behind the scenes into all the nitty gritty of your tech. Not what you want. UAE also flies the L-15. They received that in 2023. That's a trainer from the Chinese manufacturer. On to that, there have been five nations who have recently acquired Chinese fighter jets. This includes Pakistan, which operates the JF-17. Fun fact, I did get to see that fly in the Dubai Air Show back in 2017. It was pretty interesting. Myanmar also flies the JF-17, the L-15. Nigeria is using the JF-17. Venezuela and Egypt have also shown interest in the J-10. I have no idea if Venezuela is still flying F-16s. There is a pretty epic video out there from back in the day of Venezuelan F-16 gunning down a Bronco. Another random sidebar, ran into that pilot at an air show. He was in political exile in Venezuela, talking about that shoot down and what it was like flying during the coup and the disruption that occurred in that time period. Egypt also flies the F-16. They were getting Block 60, if I remember correctly, back in the day. Turns out a little Arab Spring happened, and that came to a screeching halt. So a lot of things going on, and it just continues the discussion of China's growing influence across the globe. Why not keep the theme going? So Russia and China bombers were intercepted off the coast of Alaska. This is a joint cooperation between China and Russia, showing their strategic alliance as they violated U.S. and Canadian airspace. Giddy up. A U.S. security firm hired a North Korean hacker unknowingly. I got a picture in the newsletter of the stock photo that the Korean hacker took, used AI, tweaked it to give, I guess legitimate, and I use again air quote, to give a photo for the HR hiring process. So he posed as a remote worker, and it was a sophisticated effort by the North Korean government to infiltrate global tech companies. So this tech company piped up. This is the tech company is known before with the number 4. It's a security vendor that hired this person. Fortunately, they caught it before there was any significant breach. They sent this worker a Mac workbook station, and it immediately started uploading malware, the company said. They conducted 4 video conference interviews on separate occasions with this individual, and he happened to match the photo that he utilized AI to adjust for the application. Gnome 4 operates in 11 countries. Its headquarters in Florida provides security awareness training, including phishing and security tests to corporate customers. If you occasionally receive a fake phishing email from your employer, you might be working for a company that uses Gnome 4. That's according to this article that's linked into the newsletter. And that's just a great segue into the sponsor of this episode, Aura. You can use 14-day risk-free trial from Aura today. You can sign up, see if your information is out there on the dark web, see who has your information as far as data brokerages. Best part about Aura, they go right to work removing your information from data brokerages, letting you know, hey, you have security risk. They have a whole host of other applications inside their services, including a VPN, password manager, and much more. You can sign up today, no gotchas, by clicking the link in the newsletter or clicking the link down below, and just take one step towards securing digital privacy. Those fallen aircraft mishaps, you might remember the B-1 that crashed back in January of 2024. This was on approach and landing into Ellsworth Air Force Base. The weather was pretty nasty. The bomber crashed. The crew all ejected and safely landed, albeit a few minor injuries or injuries just in general. Total loss, the $450 million strategic bomber. Let's jump into the mishap report here. This one's pretty lengthy, and they really hammer home a lot of failures on this one. I will not go into the full AIB. Maybe I'll do a separate one on this, but they're convened. This is the public released one. There's a safety board that's not released, but the board president found several things. The mishap crew failed to do an effective cross-check by not recognizing mishap aircraft's decreasing airspeed, accelerating descent rate, and deficient flight path. They found 5 contributing factors. The first one, the mishap crew's failure to perform standard crew resource management. Adverse weather conditions, which included undetected wind shear that contributed to rapid shifts in the mishap aircraft's final approach speed. Limiting ceiling visibility conditions influence a change in landing runways, ineffective flying operations supervision, so the SOF with poor situational awareness on the airfield environment, being unaware of active notice to airmen or NOTAMs, making the executed approach unauthorized, lack of awareness of the airfield condition, particularly amongst aircrews and leadership of the weather sensor outages that prevented the requisite personnel from having accurate visibility readings from runway 13. An unhealthy organizational culture that permitted the degradation of airmanship skills, inadequate focus on governing directives, lack of discipline, poor communication regarding airfield conditions and hazards. Yeah, so a lot of things went wrong. It sounds like there was a culture that was suboptimal. I'll dig in more, but I would imagine in these type of scenarios, usually people lose their jobs when you're starting to target culture, communication, oversight, etc. But TBD, we'll see what happens with that. If you are a newsletter subscriber, don't forget you can now share with our new referral program and earn Afterburn Podcast swag and gear, including stickers, a 9G coin, some mystery stuff, which again is pretty epic, but you got to share and you got to get a lot of referrals to get to the ultimate level. Hope you enjoy this. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Make sure you grab the newsletter and I'll see you next time.
Your online security has never been more important. Recently, hackers stole over 2.9 billion records from National Public Data. You might be asking yourself, what's National Public Data? Well, that's the service that private investigators, companies, and staffing services all use to do background checks. This information is now in the hands of hackers who say they're going to give away this information for free. I use a company called Aura to make sure that whenever my data pops up in places I don't want, I get notified immediately. They also go right to work trying to remove your information from data brokers, as well as they offer a whole host of other tools. And should the worst case happen, they offer up to $5 million in identity theft protection insurance. Protect yourself and your family today with Aura. You can use the link down below and get a 14-day free trial, and this will be enough time for Aura to go out there, scan the web, and see what information is out there that you really don't want. You can go to aura.com/afterburn or click the link down below in the description again to get 14 days free.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.